94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee with DD in the morning. So excited today. We have a special guest. Now, as you know, we've been taking nominations for the 2024 class of the WYBC Hall of Fame. And I'm excited to have the first inductee into this year's class join us today. Her name is LaShonda Buxton.
Hey!
How you doing, LaShonda?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. So glad to meet you and so glad that you're part of our exclusive club. We call it the WYBC Listener Hall of Fame. So I want to get into your business. LaShonda, where are you from?
I am from Raven, but I live in Hamden.
Let's go back in time. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Eli Whitney, class of 2002.
Now, how long have you been listening to WYBC? Since you were born, right?
Yes, since I was born. Yes, my grandparents were deacons at Emmanuel Baptist Church, and they used to play the station every Sunday, you know, on the way to church.
Sweet sounds of praise, the gospel segment. Yes, so you grew up in New Haven, mm-hmm. You went to church at Emmanuel, mm-hmm. Went to Eli Whitney. Have you ever left New Haven? Did you go to school or?
I stayed. I went to Gateway for a few years, but, okay. You know, had a child. Shout out to my babies.
Boys, girls?
I have two girls.
What are their names?
Nigeria, she'll be 21 in November, and Naraya just turned 13 September 16th. So, yeah, that's it. Just those two.
So, you listen to us all the time?
Every day.
And where do you work, by the way?
I work for New Haven Public Schools Food Service Division. I am basically a lunch lady. So, I work at Beecher School. Shout out to my students and everybody at Beecher School.
And again, we're talking to LaShonda Buxton from New Haven. She is our first inductee into the 2024 class of the WYBC Listener Hall of Fame. Now, What type of prizes have you won? Because I know I've seen your name.
I remember the first time I was 13 years old. I was at my aunt's house and they said caller number 9. I forgot what tickets it was. I was caller number 9. But I was so disappointed because you have to be 21 to get the tickets. So after that, I still listen. But once I got 21, oh, it was on. It was on like Donkey Kong. I started winning. But most recently, me and my boyfriend, we have been to Jodeci. We have been to Keith Sweat. I took my niece and my daughter to see Trolls. It's been so like amazing. With these tickets.
Now, who's your favorite artist right now? Let me ask you that.
I like the old school. Mary J.'s Go is going to be my favorite. I actually won tickets for my 13-year-old for her birthday to see Kalani. I've been listening to her. I like her music. I like her music.
You probably won that like over, since 13, you probably won over 100 things from the radio station.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, LaShonda, we appreciate you being a faithful listener and definitely congratulate you on being the first inductee into the WYBC Listener Hall of Fame class of 2024. Now, for everybody else, you still have time to nominate yourself or somebody you know. Log on to 943WYBC.com. And again, congratulations to LaShonda Buxton. Now, Didi, we are headed into the final stretch, and it's time to announce the neighborhood of the day. And today, it's Whitneyville in Hamden. Now, write that down and remember to tell Wanda Coppins that later this morning when she gives away tickets for you to see Gladys Knight along with the OJs coming to the Mohegan Sun Arena. And as for us, Didi, we've got some Feel Good Friday cash to give away. We call it the $1,000 Minute Game.